listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 8th, 2019. You know, it just goes to show you we're all susceptible. And that's why, you know, it's important to check everything. It was Big Joe. Man. I can't believe that I just totally misremembered that, to borrow a bad guy turn of phrase. But I wonder if we can play a little bit of the soundbite, Big Joe, and the you know, talking to the Los Angeles women's marchers, the protesters, in the wake of the Trump inauguration, and, you know, telling them to be smart. Can we play that? By chance.
Wait, and Rolly.
All right, sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe, yeah. I can see why. Big Joe, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this, whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen? He just got came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace, and yet at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is what is this? When he was elected rightfully, I mean, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political agenda, political correctness, and he pushed all his agendas, did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president, and we stuck it out and everything.
Yep.
So what?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here.
Trump was no, not. Trump was not.
What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're oblivious. You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious. You're
electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change, and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's still a problem.
Listen,
people
I'm against
like
political
people
correctness.
Like
no, people like you
people like
with your
you.
Political correctness
know your
agenda.
History.
Political
know your
correctness.
History.
You know,
know
what?
Your
political
history.
Correctness
you know
is un-American. Why you think, you know why Trump couldn't
you
get anyone to
Trump.
An inauguration?
Come
because
on.
Of the McCarthyism Hollywood that was going to stigmatize somebody for supporting Trump. This is the United States of America. You could support Trump
no,
and still be without
you're
ostracizing. You want to ostracize someone and then you're going to turn around and make life difficult for them?
A
that's a
and
political correctness is
it.
A disease.
Ridiculous. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, yeah? I feel sorry for you because Planned Parenthood is a racist system. Margaret Sanger was a Planned Parenthood. You know what? Margaret Sanger thought very low of black people. She thought they were ignorant and they shouldn't exist and reproduce. And you know what Planned Parenthood is about? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is to sterilize black people.
You cannot put down one.
You should be against Planned Parenthood. We shouldn't be funding any type of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a joke. And anyone that doesn't know their history, know your history about Margaret Sanger, the beginning of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is the most racist organization. Know your history before you start supporting some. Okay?
You see that.
What? That's why I'm not a woman. I'm a man. A straight man. I'm a man. A straight man. You know your history about Planned Parenthood. Do you know about Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the whole reason for Planned Parenthood was to sterilize black people so they wouldn't reproduce.
There's people it's helping.
It changed with the rest of the
world. Yeah, okay, so Trump is not a racist. Trump is not an
Obama. I'm sorry.
Sorry to who? What? People that don't support him? People that don't support him? I'm not offended by Trump. And then half the country is not offended by Trump. So what about them? What about them? What about the rest of the country that's not offended by Trump? What about them? Huh? Well, everybody's afraid of you guys. Because if they stand up for Trump, they're deemed a racist and everything, and everybody's terrified. Yep. And you got them doing it because of political correctness and all this craziness. This is wrong. This is the United States of America. You don't like, you say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here. Leave. Many of the those elitist Hollywood people that said they were going to leave, they didn't leave. They're protesting now. You don't like him, you don't want to be here, then leave. This is a free country. What you're doing now, you're going to bring anarchy, and then you know what's going to happen? Martial law. And these freedoms that you're talking about now, you're going to lose them.
Yeah.
And then you're going to understand what a real situation. You have people in this group who are socialist, who are anti-American and anti our freedom, and they're latching on your different causes, and they're playing on your emotions so that they can get you all riled up so that you can turn around and continue to do what you're doing and divide the country and then bring about chaos and anarchy so that they can bring martial law. That's what's really going on. Open your eyes and use your head. That's what's happening. I know for a fact, I've seen these socialists in your group. I've seen them at rally. They even make signs for you people. And you don't understand what's going on. You have to open your heart. You better be smart. You might have some good causes and everything, but you need to choose your battles. Trump didn't do anything yet. Choose your battles correctly. Use your head. Huh? Education, what's the problem? What is Trump doing about education? He just got into office. Huh? Education, not for nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody is being, the controlled media, education has taught you guys that you're following the controlled media, that whoever they demonize, you just automatically follow. If that's what education does for you, then we need to change it. Because you shouldn't be like that. You should be free thinkers and you should be able to see right from wrong. You don't? Because you're following someone gets on TV and says, this is so, and then you just follow it? That's not using your head. That's not being smart. People, wake up. Be smart. Okay? You want to be logical. You want to be smart. Be smart. But don't follow all this nonsense just because. Because you want to be. There's so many people that supported Trump, but they were afraid to openly support him. But you know when they supported him? In the voting booth.
Yep.
And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him. And that's where all of you people right now, all of you people are now shocked because you couldn't believe that he could be elected, because nobody thought he would have been elected. But guess what? He is elected, and he is our president. And you need to unite behind him now, because you know what? If you continue to do what you're doing, you are going to divide this country. You are going to bring about martial law. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your freedom. And then your biggest fear, he will be a dictator then. You better be smart, people. You don't understand what's about ready to happen. Wake up and be smart.
There you go, man. That's it's interesting. You know, when we played this originally, I think I commented similarly on the fact that it starts out, it's very contentious, and there's a lot of it's just very chaotic. And just shouting back and forth. But as Big Joe keeps talking common sense, eventually the rhetoric dies down. And he's talking sense. And it's as if people are actually listening. And suddenly there's a crowd around him. And it's interesting how that happens, you know, which kind of reminds me of what William in Montana was saying earlier, to the extent that a sensible approach will prevail over time. And Big Joe's telling it like it is. I mean, you know, I've been to the meetings too. I've talked about, for example, a local Republican Central Committee meeting that I attended where I was watching a state elected official give third base coaching from the back of the room. Watching the meeting chairman nodding and then shaking his head as he was receiving third base coaching from the back of the room. Those kinds of things. I mean, it happens all the way down to a local level. Or whether it's that or people bust in, you know, looking at these signs of the protesters around Big Joe, you know, signs like "no human is illegal." That's a Royal Institute, CFR, Rand Brookings type of a soundbite. It's one of those ambiguous soundbites that no person, normal people, would come up with something that is more substantive, not just mindless rhetoric like that. That's designed to, it's a, you know, agitprop, basically. Back to Noam Chomsky saying, these slogans don't mean anything other than, are you on board with the policy here? Support our troops. How dare you not support our troops? No one's saying that we don't support the troops. We all do. It's the policy that's the problem. It's the destruction of other countries, the murdering of innocent people, the stealing of resources. That's kind of the problem. That's the issue. And so these slogans deflect from that. No, I defy you to find a person who would on their own come up with a slogan like "no human is illegal." You would never put that. And you know, for that matter, you look at all of this insanity and you think of, I think of Sebastian Maniscalco talking about, you know, writing on a piece of cardboard, stapling it to a stick, and then driving that stick to a, you know, "justice for Lindsay." You haven't seen that. It's actually pretty humorous. But, you know, a lot of the folks don't realize that there is a paid contingent, and some are bust in. It's a fact of history. Again, for those that don't know, just run over to Crowds on Demand and you can see for yourself. Hire demonstrators for PR events and more. Crowds on demand. Shouldn't that, if anything is unethical, immoral, unjust, just plain wrong, isn't it that? Our services are now available throughout the United States. So whether you're looking at a single event or a multi-city campaign, we have the resources available to achieve your goals. Our headquarters are located in Beverly Hills, California, with an event operations center located in the suburbs of Dallas. Satellite offices are located all over the country. Every time I look at this, it's expanding. Business must be good. Who's paying for it? Satellite offices are located all across the country to allow us to execute operations. Operations. What is it, a military? Yeah, I ask rhetorically. With as little as 24 to 48 hours notice in every city in the United States and with 72 to 96 hours notice in any rural or ex-urban location in the United States. So, you know, how wrong is it? Let me count the ways. This is America? One of the points, just a sort of anecdotal aside that I will circle back and mention, one of the things that I've talked about is, you know, if you can get out in front of the talking points, the steely monolith that includes agitprop and, you know, newspeak and the mini true and all of that, it only has one gear, and basically it's forward. It's forward at a low crawl. And if you can get out in front of the propaganda, it's kind of like throwing a wing nut in the engine. Grinds to a halt sometimes. Which is why we got to shut down YouTube, you know, because the conspiracy videos, recommending conspiracy videos anyway. You can't find Big Joe on YouTube now. You can find Based in L.A., kind of, and if you search hashtag Based in L.A., you'll actually find that video, Big Joe, supporter surrounded at Women's March. So, you know, one of the things getting buried. But, you know, if you get this information out to people, again, if you're telling people how this stuff works, if they start thinking about things like crowds on demand, and there's you start to give people the idea that perhaps, because you don't know, you weren't there, which is a point that TrueStream Media made recently in a tweet that I saw a few days ago. People who weren't there and don't know are arguing about things they didn't witness for themselves. I don't know what that was, but, you know, don't know which one that was. But, you know, that's, yeah. Crazy. Crazy stuff. You know, and that's talking about the, speaking of the Venezuela situation, but it's all the same. It's the same rinse and repeat MO. And so if you get people thinking about that, raise the awareness to that, then people start asking questions. I think, I mean, I've seen it. I think, as I've said, I think there's a gestation period. I think it takes at least 6 to 9 months initially, at least, to process that. And then from there, you're sort of kind of able to start asking real questions and start thinking. You come off of life support mentally and start to at least crawl and grope around, and then eventually, hopefully, you know, start to think for yourself and ask questions and things. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Trying to move quickly, and we'll go back to the phones here in a second. But first, in a minute, TrueStream Media. Speaking of TrueStream Media, they tweeted this the other day. The ultimate bottom line of what's going on in Venezuela. Speaking of Venezuela, in 1 minute, And, you know, P.S., they add, doubtful Troika of Tyranny will catch on like Axis of Evil did. You remember what Smedley Butler wrote? I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interests in 1914. In China in 1927, I helped to see that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Remember those words? Remember all the things that William Bloom wrote about Venezuela and many other authors, and Venezuela among many other countries. Here's John Bolton telling it like it is in 1 minute. Go ahead, please.
We're looking at the oil assets. That's the single most important income stream to the government of Venezuela. We're looking at what to do to that. We want everybody to know we're looking at all this very seriously. We don't want any American businesses or investors caught by surprise. They can see what President Trump did yesterday. We're following through on it.
So if you think of a company like Citgo, which is owned by PDVSA, which is the state-run oil company there in Venezuela, we have a lot of those Citgo assets right here in the U.S. Is that something, for example, sir, that you're looking at?
Yeah, look, we're in conversation with major American companies now that are either in Venezuela or, in the case of Citgo, here in the United States. I think we're trying to get to the same end result here. You know, Venezuela is one of the three countries I call the Troika of Tyranny. It'll make a big difference to the United States economically if we could have American oil companies really invest in and produce the oil capabilities in Venezuela.
So, you know, fun fact of history, Venezuela used to be one of the, you might call it one of the richest countries in the world. And then there was the 20th century, and, you know, things have never really been the same. You know, the hyperinflation was legendary, a thing of legend. Venezuela, you know, Zimbabwe, places like that, they've been exploited and time again just plundered and raped and pillaged, whether literally or figuratively or both, by Ivy League pirates. And so, you know, can we have a conversation about that? I have not been there, but I know that John Bolton is a person with a particular agenda. He always advances this agenda. And, you know, it seems to be exactly what people that have been there wrote about. Guys like Ralph McGahee, who said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. Guess what John Bolton is? Guess what's happening? Guess who's probably involved? Guess who's probably fomenting color revolution once again? Which is the same sort of peripheral discussion that we've been having today on today's broadcast, among others. So, you know, again, these facts of history that we should be, the lessons we should be learning, lest we fall victim to Clark's third law, you know. Any sufficiently advanced color revolutionary propaganda technique is indistinguishable from magic. To the phones, I guess, in the remaining moments, John in Tennessee.
Thank you, Chris. It's been one of those days. I want to go back to just prior to William's call. It's been hard to connect today, but you're talking about, you know, Willie Graceful's video on gladiators.
The Super Bowl.
NFL, yeah. The Super Bowl, you know, and 3 points, I'll make them quick. You know, I would like to see her, or maybe even I will do a video on the chariot races, because we have those too every Sunday, you know, these 180-mile-an-hour super drivers that are turning left constantly, exhibiting their driving prowess, you know? I can turn left at 180 miles an hour. Anyway, I hear the music, so if you'll allow
me. Hang around, please. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any gun can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Welcome back. Until you use me up. Bottom of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 8th, 2019. We're on the phones, John in Tennessee, and I'm thinking of the Running Man. Anyway, you're talking about Really Graceful doing a chariot races video.
Well, yeah, and when you think about it, to go back to football for a moment, mm-hmm. You know, Tennessee got the Houston Oilers in the late 90s, who turned into the Tennessee Titans, you know, the Tennessee Demigods. They played in the original place they played was called, what, the Coliseum. Wow, what? And now we got a hockey team that is the Predators, and we've got other teams that are the Lightning and the Giants. All of these beautiful names for the entertainment, to entertain yourself to death, get your eyes on everything except where they need to be. Now, to go back to the NASCAR analogy, you know, the chariots were powered by what? Horses, right? So the chariots had horsepower. And the fastest horse, the horse with the most power, usually won the chariot race. And now we've got cars that are 650 horsepower automobiles that are literally every movie that I've seen depicted of a chariot race, granted, you know, we don't know which direction they were turning. But if you think back to Ben-Hur, they were always turning left. What does NASCAR do? They're always
That's
turning
funny.
Left.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, but it's in your face. And we're to the point now where you know, what are we going to see next? Well, we've already got that because we've got wrestling. And what did they call the thing back in the late 80s? The gladiators on TV, where your average Joe was trying to defeat these steroid-pumped-up weightlifting men and women that look like men that were trying to be defeated by a school teacher. It's kind of like the real life gladiators where throw them to the lions, you know, give them to the giant. And if you live, you live. If you die, you die. So we're actually mimicking through our ignorance. We're mimicking Rome. We'll go to the automobile industry. And one of the most powerful cars, you know, was the Hemi Dodge Magnum. And they had beautiful car names, Chris. They had, let's see, the Dodge Dart Demon. They had the Barracuda. You know, all of these things, you know. And now the new Demon has got like 700 horsepower. And the ad says, drive a Demon. You know, think about this. People.
Yeah, and
we're,
especially
we're
the.
Lives.
Yeah, I would.
Ahead,
I would.
Sorry.
You know, I think of the correlation that I've mentioned, and you know, it's my conjecture. But when you and I talk, particularly about Genesis 6, the correlation in my mind to what you're saying and that discussion is that, I guess to put it very simply, the world was overrun by demonic infiltration and possession, and now bad guy, you know, demonic minions, essentially proxies, are going to circumvent that issue, and the possibility of you know, the demons being driven out by having mankind help to create the silicon counterfeit that can be possessed rather than man himself.
To actually offer themselves up to be physically and spiritually possessed, thinking that they're attaining a greater humanity. It's almost to the point, Chris, where, you know, I know I stumbled across something on the internet and it was an aha moment for me. As we hear about, you know, you hear about Newton and the alchemy and the Sorcerer's Stone, and we know that that's related to trans and post-humanism, but the alchemical process.
Yeah, Michio Kaku says that Newton was a Kabbalist. Anyway,
well, see, it's underway right now because, like crude oil, when it's in the ground, it's not poisonous until man gets his hands on it and he cracks it through an alchemical process. I heard it described where it's black, and by the time they're done, you know, cocaine, when it starts out, it's not white. And through the refining process, it becomes white, and it's black to white. Even the the word alcohol has an Arabic root. It was it's an Arabic root word that means alkul, which was one of their gods. And we drink it in, we eat it in, through the perversion and modification of our food and drink, and we're consuming this dangerous, evil, demonic. Am I fear-mongering? No, I don't think so.
Our parents and grandparents used to tell us, you are what you eat.
Well, yeah, and I've said that before, and the eyes really are the window to a man's soul. And what you take in through your eyes and your mouth, and we've had the warnings all along, and it's gone, and I'll admit it, it went over my head, it went in one ear, get this term, in one ear and out the other, John. I heard my mother say that thousands of times. Did you not hear what I said? It went in one ear and out the other, John. But we're there. And the things that are meant for good are being turned into evil, even in the plastic and the aluminum and the different things that we're using on a daily basis. And because some guy, and this is going to take me to my third point, some guy in a white coat says, well, it won't hurt you. It's such a minute amount. Well, okay. So you've got, you were talking earlier about psychiatry and telling him your deepest, darkest secrets. Well, psychiatry and the doctor, the mind doctor, is the atheist or the God non-believing. It's their answer to, well, tell the guy in the black robe in the church, go into that little cubicle and tell him all your sins, because we know he'd never hold it over your head. He would never use it to his own benefit, because he's a, quote, man of God. I mean, he's given up women, for heaven's sake, so that he can serve God. And I'm not disparaging all priests, but to think that what the Bible says, there's one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Why? Because we know Jesus is not going to use it for evil. He died to save us. So go to the priest, say 97 Hail Marys, and I'm not Catholic, so forgive me, people, if I'm wrong, but say these prayers, these repetitious prayers, where the Bible also says, what does it say about vain repetitions, Chris? Don't do that. Mm-hmm. We do it, you know, and if you don't like the priest, go to the doctor that will give you the psychotropic mind-altering medication that'll make you feel better instead of getting your mind renewed by the Spirit. We'll get it intoxicated and indoctrinated and inoculated and incorporated and indwelled by the Spirit of Pharmakia, because they would rather have you, you know, seriously. Anyway, I know you're coming to the end. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I thought that this stuff was important enough, because even as people that believe the book, well, just how much do we believe it? How much of it are we really trusting God to be right?
Absolutely.
How much are we relying on the doctor? You know, if you've got a good doctor and you want to tell people, well, he's a great doctor. He's the best. He's a great doctor. Well, what is that? Is that a great position? Oh, wait a minute. I know a great physician, and he doesn't need dope to fix you up. There's only one great physician. We put greatness, we put man above God in many cases.
Yeah.
You don't feel good? What's the first thing that crosses your mind? You go to the doctor. Well, go to the physician first. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm venting as well. I can't help it.
You know, it's quite a tear. So much comes to mind. You know, again, I mean, backing up to the beginning of what you said, I think of The Running Man, which was, you know, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, released 1987, Schwarzenegger, Maria Conchita Alonso, Yaphet Kotto, Jesse Ventura, Richard Dawson. It was, you know, it was big, mindless, adventure, you know, that, what the heck was that genre? I forget. Anyway, but based on Stephen King's dystopian sci-fi novel, eponymous, I guess you would call it, same name, 1982 novel. And, but do we all recall that the film was set in 2017? Setting was 2017. And I remember having a conversation with friends back in 1987, 88, 89, thinking I could see that happening in America, particularly the aspect of the government-sponsored gladiatorial games where certain undesirables are how do you even say that? Basically, their identities are altered,
publicly executed.
Yeah,
public
and
execution without
right. You have people that are, you know, what you might call undesirables that are, their identities get altered. They, you know, and we have all of this stuff now except for the one thing. So anyway, there was an interesting article in The Atlantic back in 2017 to open the year. Tell me this stuff isn't, you know, all predictive in nature. I mean, the fact that the article was written to open 2017 is kind of interesting. Who was thinking about this? But, you know, the title of the article, in 1987, Arnold Schwarzenegger helped to predict 2017. The Running Man, based on Stephen King novel, is not very good movie. Is a not very good movie that did a pretty good job of anticipating some of the realities of the year we just entered. And so she writes, here are some of the things that Running Man features in its dystopian vision of America in 2017. Voice-controlled electronics, an internet known as the InfoNet, jetpacks, a cultural obsession with cheekily choreographed aerobics numbers, a short supply of food, oil, and other natural resources, a totalitarian state where rioters and rebels are either killed or taken away to labor camps, a state-controlled media apparatus that revolves around propaganda, a spate of reality TV shows that come courtesy of the media apparatus, The Running Man, one such show which pits criminals and political prisoners against weapon-wielding mercenaries, and that specifically is the thing that I was I could see happening, you know, and again, the political undesirables being euthanized for sport. An urban version of the Hunger Games course that almost always ends with the violence and live televised deaths of its contestants. So she wrote, as is often the case with films that predict a dystopian future, The Running Man, based loosely on book of same name by Richard Bachman, better known as Stephen King, gets a little bit right and a lot wrong, and a very lot wrong, she writes, about the United States in 2017. Most obviously no jetpacks, but no totalitarian police state. Meh. No immediate shortage, no immediate shortage of food or water. I mean, I guess we have to define terms, you know. No federalized infotainment system. Again, we need to define terms. I mean, I just talked about how Sinclair, we went through that. Thousands of stations, thousands of network affiliates are, you know, chanting the same message. This is dangerous to our democracy. And Sinclair's buying more stations. They're one of four potential buyers of a block of I forget what the affiliate is now. Anyway, but, you know, one of just less than a handful of buyers, but, you know, no federalized infotainment system, no gladiatorial reality show that televises the grisly deaths of criminals to the delight of bloodthirsty masses. That, I think, is accurate, but I could see that happening to you, you know, kind of what you were saying.
Well, and the thing is, when you look at, you mentioned Sinclair. Sinclair is actually, if you had to say, is Sinclair better than most? Sinclair is the one that actually, to me, seems more wholesome than all the others. And they're bad.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, Sinclair seems like the family friendly. And as far as infotainment, apparently whoever wrote this article isn't aware of the Spend the Month Act and propaganda becoming legal in any form to propagandize American people. So is it entertainment or infotainment? You know, even look at what was hailed 10 or so years ago with this Disney thing where they were rebuilding homes and they're making them smart. They're saying, hey, get on you know, get on the web, turn the heat down from your car while you're on vacation, smart home. And now you got American Idol for how many years now? Where
right.
They're taking what I see as talented people that have a dream of becoming wealthy, and they're destroying them if they're good. If they're no good, they're sending them home. Well, the best thing you can do if you want to be an American Idol is get cut and go home. You know, I watched one that reminded me, and this is off track, but I watched one that reminded me of a young Carly Simon. She could play piano and sing like an angel. And about halfway into it, she held up that hand signal, you know, that devil horn hand signal. And I could see her face, man. Her heart was trashed and broken. And I thought, they've done it. They destroyed that girl. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it as always. Stick around, folks. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By surprise, I was saved.
Welcome back. Final segment already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Friday, February 8th, 2019. Along with the other things, you know, I think of just a couple of things quickly, and then back to the phones. Speaking of True Stream Media, retweeting Lee Camp's tweet. Again, I'm not an agitprop fan, but he makes good points from time to time. So he tweeted back on the 4th, Monsanto profits from cancer-causing Roundup, Dow Chemical profits from cancer-causing Teflon, Johnson & Johnson profits from cancer-causing baby powder with asbestos. On this World Cancer Day, remember that corporations make money giving us cancer. And I think of, why can't I think of her name? The woman who, just before she passed away, was saying don't endorse any of this pink ribbon nonsense, which is a campaign fraught with controversy. Just go to the Wikipedia entry for Susan G. Komen for The Cure, for example. Skip down to the section on controversy and criticism, read about pink washing and how, yeah, it's commonly known that companies get an inordinate amount of coverage for a meager donation, and oftentimes they are peddling cancer-causing products, known carcinogenic products. And there are lots of other articles. You know, go to thinkbeforeyoupink.org. Even Women's Health Magazine had an article, 3-4 years ago, The Problem with National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All that kind of stuff. There are lots of these articles. Delaware Online, here's another story from For Some with Breast Cancer, Pink October Can't End Soon Enough. It was last year. Lots of these articles. And the woman who said don't support. Gosh, what is her name? I can't think of her name. Anyway, back to the phones in remaining moments. JJ in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, afternoon. Good morning. World Warriors. Yeah. I'll leave off where I got cut off short last time was our postmodern dystopia and what fine examples. Yeah. And like the things John says, every time I hear stuff like that, I'm like, wasn't that a scene in Idiocracy? Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And what fine examples we just had. In fact, we had them all round up in one place. But first I want to go to the chat room and anybody that wants to participate or has a thought or question about, say, biochar, go to CAR, K-A-R-R, biochar, and look up for yourself. But Brian and Jenna are always in there, are usually in there, and so am I usually, and Sovereign Man. Today we had Captain Fred, our blessed with Captain Fred in there. But anyway, Go to roadwarriorradio.chattango.com to join us there. We had them all in one. And the person who's usually not there, I want to mention, Myr hasn't been seen for a while, so please have her in your prayers and hope that you're fine, Myr, over there just listening with maybe your cable and power out.
Absolutely. And I hope you guys are able to, you know, people that are interested in connecting are able to do that, beyond that area. Good point. That'll do it for today's broadcast, folks. I hope it was informative. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.